T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All the NFL insiders, whether it be Diana Rossini tweeting it out yesterday or John Clayton on the PM team, talking about the bloodletting that's going to happen. NFL cap casualties are mounting as teams deal with the financial impact of the pandemic and trying to get under the cap. It's not just here in Pittsburgh, although this may be one of the most extreme situations, the Steelers dealing with Ben Roethlisberger and other cap necessities. It is one of many across the league. But when John Clayton was on with the PM team yesterday, they asked him, who could some of those Steelers-specific cap casualties be?
Well, Joe Hayden, I think he's going to, you know, because they can't have him at over $13 million. I think Vince Williams could be in trouble.
Those are a couple of the ones he named. And when you look up and down the list of big salaries for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Colin, those are the two that jump out at you. I don't know beyond that. I don't think there'd necessarily be releases as far as cap casualties go. There could be some more of those restructurings like we saw with Cam Hayward. Certainly we're all waiting to see what happens with Ben Roethlisberger's contractual future. But for a defense that can carry this team some weeks if it has to, it's not very reassuring that the two biggest cuts could come, A, at a position where you're all of a sudden, due to free agency, not very deep anymore, and also at another position where you weren't deep once you had a big injury happen last year.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you do look at Vince Williams. He carries a cap number of just over $7 million. What do you do, though? You know, that there's for me, that's a big circle. Do you hope for Avery Williamson? Do you do that? Do you think that Marcus Allen can help you out or Ulysses Gilbert can finally be healthy? You know, what do you do at that position? Because I think that I think a lot of people might agree that's probably too much money for Vince Williams. But then, or it teeters on too much money. But then, are you okay positionally behind him that you feel like you can get things done and put as good a product on the field?
With Vince specifically, I think it comes down to, did Robert Spillane show you enough that he can play in the middle next to Devin Bush?
Yes, there's that too.
And if you're comfortable with that, because I don't think Williamson's going to come back.
I don't think it worked either.
For what it was as sort of a stopgap when they ran into depth issues there after Bush went out. But if you're comfortable with Spillane and Bush, then it becomes, Vince, are you willing to take a steep enough cut that we're paying you like a backup? Even if you're not necessarily a backup, you're saying to him, well, you may end up being a backup when it comes down to it if you decide to stick around. So if you're Vince Williams, do you want to stick around for that role and for less money? And then what's the depth look like behind those
two? Well, see, I have Spillane already penciled in on the other inside linebacker position because I question if Bush is going to be ready for the start of the season. I think that's a big question as well. Will Bush be ready to launch and be ready to go at week one? I don't think that is some slam dunk. So and you're right. I don't think Williamson will entertain coming back. I don't. And I think it takes, in terms of an inside linebacker group, what we've seen, it takes at least three and a lot of times four to get it done.
Here's why, and you're right. And here, that's exactly why, when you combine all those factors, plus the fact that, okay, is Vince Williams maybe making a little too much at $7 million in the final year of his contract? Maybe. But is that necessarily going to be what saves your cap? Is cutting Vince Williams and re-signing him at a veteran minimum rather than paying him $7 million? I mean, I guess you're at the point now where if you're the Steelers, you're looking for every little bit of room you can get under the cap, but that's not the biggest impact you could get. When you talk about releasing people, it's the first name that John Clayton threw out there. When he, Joe Haden. Joe Haden's got a $15.5 million cap hit this coming season, I believe it is. And that's a lot of money. And that is a guy who is starting to approach the age where corners fall off. And it may not happen this year, and you would hate to see Joe Haden go because you like what you have as a 1-2 combo with him and Steven Nelson. But if you've got to choose between extending one of those two guys and releasing the other in order to get that $13 to $15 million of wiggle room under the cap,
mm-hmm.
you got to keep Nelson.
Well,
you got to release Haden.
You know another thing that I would do, and it would be very unpopular, but I would do it, and it's sad because he's a very good man and he's been a very good football player. DeCastro would be done. That's just the way that I would go about things. I feel comfortable with Dotson playing there. That's a gigantic number. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me, but isn't DeCastro's number just about the same as Hayden's? I mean, aren't they?
About $14
million. Yeah. That saves a ton of money. I think that I can live and die with – hey, and Dotson might fall flat on his face. But what I saw from Dotson, I think that he can play that position. I
think that might hinge as much on do they
draft.
Feel like they can get – well, the draft, you're absolutely right. But also, do they feel like they can bring – can they bring Filer back? And if they bring him back, where does he play? Because Filer can play guard or tackle. And if they believe that he's starter-level quality – maybe they believe in him as a guard just as much as a tackle, and would they shuffle him inside? And then does that give them the flexibility? You know what I'd love to know? In all of our talk about Ben Roethlisberger's contingencies on coming back, like, oh, I'd like to see, you know, we started with Pouncey.
Well, right? I think Hassenauer could play guard too, right?
Probably. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But in all these contingencies that Ben has probably discussed with the team, like I said, starting with Pouncey, and then, well, I'd like to see Juju back if we could make that happen. What is his – has he gone to the mats for DeCastro and bringing back another veteran offensive lineman? We know he's close with the offensive lineman. We know he's disappointed that Pouncey and McDonald probably have decided to hang him up. So does he feel the need to ask for, well, if I'm coming back, I got to have Dave there. I got to have somebody in the huddle that I recognize, you know? I'd be curious to know if that was a part of the conversation, because that's one name that hasn't been brought up because we were so busy talking about Ben and Pouncey through the first month and a half of the offseason that we never really got around to. How important is it to Ben that DeCastro is back?
Right, and here's how that conversation would go for me if I was Art Rooney II, if I was Kevin Colbert, if I was Mike Tomlin. Oh, thanks. Thanks for your input. Are you coming back? All right, that's really all we need to know from you. Thank you.
Oh, that's how it would go if it were you or me. Absolutely.
Right.
That's what we would say, but I think it's pretty clear that that's not the kind of conversation Art's having with Ben. It's probably more like, tell us what you think, Ben.
It's a difficult conversation with DeCastro, though, and I do think that it's one that should be had. I thought that his play dropped off significantly last year. And you look at what DeCastro is, and I understand just how good he can be. But he's a free agent in 2022. He's 31 years old. He's on the other side of 30. And it really troubled me, and perhaps I'm making too much of this, but when he said, well, I just don't feel the drive, and I don't feel kind of the motivation. There aren't fans in the stands. Even if you have to lie, you lie. You lie. You don't say that publicly. And I found David DeCastro, and maybe he was just exceedingly honest, but that sort of scared me some. And I think if you're going to remake the line, you might run the risk of being absolutely terrible. But you were absolutely terrible last year.
I'd probably lean towards, you know, as much as I believe in this defense's ability to carry them if it needs to, and I've mentioned before how much it scares me to have Justin Lane within a snap of being a starter if Cam Sutton should leave, that as much as, you know, I throw all those caveats out there, I still think I would be more inclined to hold on to DeCastro for one more year, let him play out the final year of his deal, because I wonder how much injury had to do with it last year. That lack of performance that you noted, that I think we all noticed, that happened for David DeCastro in the second half of the season, how much of that was that injury that he had early in the year and then that he probably fought through the rest of the season?
Your point is super taken, and it's absolutely taken. And I'll use your argument to sort of bolster mine, which is when you get to 31, that the injuries pile up and you don't, one, right, overcome them as easily, and two, they're more apt to kind of reoccur, I think, and they linger
more. That makes
more.
A ton of sense.
It's a different way of looking at the same thing, and we can, as Ron Cook says, agree to disagree, but there's two avenues to go with it. Either way, I think when you jumble it in a ball and you come up with it and you hand it to the Steelers, they have a big situation and they have a big decision to make with DeCastro.
With DeCastro, with whoever the cap casualties may be, right? And if this is the week where everybody's going to cut the veterans that maybe they don't even necessarily are excited about cutting, right? You know, Jared Cook cut by the Saints yesterday. Golden Tate was cut by the Giants. We talked about the ones yesterday, Kyle Van Noy, Kyle Rudolph. These things are going to happen. Like I said, like John Clayton said, like Diana Russini has said, it's going to be a bloodbath. There will be cuts that will surprise you over the next week. DeCastro could be one of those. Hayden could be one of those. And when we talk about guys with similar cap hits, similar ages, similar points in their career, DeCastro and Hayden, and when we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, it comes down to, are you choosing offense and giving your quarterback and hit what we suspect is going to be his final year one more go at it, or are you believing in the defense and its ability to keep your team in games and sometimes win games for you despite your offense's lack of ability in some situations? Which one do you believe in? It's a push and pull between the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball.
Absolutely. It's very well stated. You're right. You're right. And I think they can win a lot with defense, but the quarterback coming back changes everything terms of how you think.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.